This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
94 WIP as we start hour number two. Just to reset at the beginning of the show, if you hadn't heard it, I'm so tired of people saying you just hate the Sixers. And then my point to them is they haven't gotten past the second round since 2001. First 4 years of this new ownership, they tried to lose. And every year they raise ticket prices. And they're trying to put an arena at a spot in Center City, which absolutely would be a disaster with traffic, with crime. There's no benefit to the fans. It's a complete farce. And one of the little tiny minority owners has the guts to say, well, it would create 9,000 union jobs. Well, for 2 to 3 years, it might create that many jobs, but then they're gone. But you could build it anywhere in the city and still create those jobs without, you could build it in South Philadelphia and still create those jobs. They're all about themselves. That ownership is about mo money. That's all they care about. They don't care about the city. And it was obvious when Josh Harris decided to buy the Washington football team. I call them the traitors now. He could care less about Philadelphia. Doesn't live here, doesn't come here, doesn't care about the city. You know, this is just nonsense. But my complaint about the Sixers, hey, listen, they're a good team. And I don't hate anybody, but I have problems with a lot of the things they do. And until they show me, and until they get a president general manager that has a clue about being doing the right things, and he's never won anywhere, Daryl Morey's never won anywhere, until they start doing the right things, I have issues. They gotta get past the second round, and then we'll start talking. And I don't hate them. I just point out things, and I think they're obvious things, and people look at it that way. The Eagles draft coming up in less than 2 weeks. Forget about Bijan Robinson at 10. Stop already. You're wearing me out here. You're not wearing me out. You're giving me a headache. And the Phillies play again today. And Matt Strom made an interesting point. Some teams are extending the cutoff for beer sales past the seventh inning through the eighth inning. And he makes a good point that they're going to be drinking 20-some minutes before they get in the car. And he's right. The Phillies haven't done that. And I hope they don't do that. They're drinking all game, and then you got to drink because it's last call. It's just not a good thing. It's not about the money. It's about safety. And somebody, somebody gets in an accident, a serious accident, and causes harm to other people. I don't know why there wouldn't the attorney sue for everything. I don't know why they wouldn't sue the team and Aramark for serving beer past the seventh inning if that person is found to have had alcohol past the seventh inning. I think they could leave themselves open for suits, but hey, you make enough money. You don't need to. The prices down there are just out of control. And you don't. And how much do you need? How much do you need to make? Really, let's be honest about the whole thing. So, there's a lot of things to talk about. And our question today, to try to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, lots of great food, great locations, great catering, great for tailgates. That's what the Bruno Brothers is. Great food. Since there's been caller-on-caller crime this week on WIP, host-on-caller crime, your callers that are the worst or the best in your opinion? All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call today.
No problem.
We'll talk a little bit about the Sixers. And listen, I hope that they do something they haven't done in the last few years. But, of course, I don't believe that they're going to make it past the second round. And in fact, I don't even think the second round is going to be much of a series. And you made a lot of points that I wanted to make, on your preamble to this segment. And, there's nothing really to like about the Sixers and their ownership because they don't really care anything about Philadelphia. I mean, you want to destroy a culture in Philadelphia that's been here a lot longer than you have.
In China.
And you buy a rival football team over the most beloved team in this city. And, to say that, this is great for the city and this is great, the stadium is great for Chinatown, it's ridiculous. It's all about the bottom line. It's all about the bottom dollar. And,
it's not the bottom dollar. It's mo money.
Absolutely. I mean, they just want to keep piling it on. And there's really nothing likable about this ownership, for the Sixers. But, they are a Philadelphia team. And I do wish the players well. But, unfortunately, I think we're in for a downfall in the second round. I think they lose 4-1 in the second round.
Well, I don't think it'll be that bad. But they got to show me that they're better all around, and then I won't criticize them. There's some things. I mean, Tyrese Maxey is the nicest and best guy on that team as a person. They need more of those people, and they just need more of those people in the organization. So, all right, who's your most disliked or best caller?
I'm going to go with my best caller, and this is because this caller brings passion every time they call. And I got to go with Eagle Shirley because she's always genuine. She always brings something to the table, and she's passionate.
Well, she is passionate. I don't know if she's the best, but she is passionate. All right. Hey, John, I appreciate the call. I do appreciate the call. And by the way, I said a little while ago that with the Eagles Autism Challenge coming up, and I have my link on Twitter and Facebook, if people donate, I will give them a shout-out. Jeffrey Charney. I guess that's, I want to make sure I pronounce, let me make sure I pronounce that name correctly, because I don't want to get the names wrong. But when you make a donation, I'm going to give you a shout out. And, I think it's important to people that understand how much this helps a lot of families. And, let me just make sure that, Jeffrey Charney is correct. And Richard Brisky, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and give you a shout out and thanks for the donation. All right, let's go back to the phones and let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
Morning.
My favorite caller by far from anybody is a tie between Chuck with his genius Chuck with the the internet, and also Arthur. No, nobody could beat Arthur for comedy.
Well, Arthur would probably be the best, I would say.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, because he's just such a moron, and he's a convicted felon, which is not.
Let me tell you, I've been selling tickets for 47 years now. Okay, the best game I've ever seen in the city was the Sixers back in '66 and '67.
Oh wow! And well, that was one of the best teams in NBA history. That was one of the best teams in NBA history.
Second best team, the 83 team.
Yep.
Julius Erving, Moses Malone, all them guys.
Think about this organization. The last time they won a championship was 40 years ago.
This is not a team anymore. Everything changed in 1980 when the Phillies won a championship as far as tickets. The whole city changed. Now these guys trying to control the world with Sixers, Washington, Devils, they're not normal people. Not in any way, shape, or form are they normal people.
Well, how many people are happy or unhappy that Josh Harris now buys a rival of the Eagles, which is the most beloved team in town, buys it, and he doesn't care. He doesn't really care about Philadelphia.
Howard, do you remember Leonard Toews, Rudy Carpenter, sure. Harold Katz, those were owners.
Well, the two best owners in town are clearly, and you can put either one of them number one, are John Middleton and Jeffrey Lurie. The problem with the Flyers is it's corporate ownership, and it's really hard to be that person. I think Brian Roberts is a great guy, but he's just got so many other things he's got to worry about other than the Flyers.
Don't banks own the Flyers?
What's that?
Don't different banks?
No. Comcast. Comcast owns the Flyers.
Well, there you go. That's the problem.
Well, that's what I just said.
You talk about crime. How come you never mentioned crime around Temple University, where I went to school?
It's bad. It really is bad.
It's very bad.
Crime in the city is bad.
Every week.
Hey, here's the, you know, and I appreciate the call. Thanks for the call. Here's the problem. Crime in the city is bad. And I don't know if a new mayor is going to help, you know, all these ads they run on TV, we're going to help crime. But a lot of these people were in city council. Did they do anything about it? No. You know, I want somebody who's not a politician. Jeff Brown and what's her name? The controller, Rebecca Reinhart. Those are the two people that aren't politicians. You know, you need somebody that's not in somebody's hip pocket. Those are the two people. The rest of them have been in city council and they're on somebody's hip pocket. At least I allegedly believe they're in somebody's hip pocket, but they didn't get anything done before. These people deserve a chance. But the crime in the city, that is a problem. And I don't know. It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while to clean it up. Is the next caller Paul? Is that the next caller? Yeah. All right, Paul, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Yes, good morning.
We've been talking about the Sixers and, you know, what they've been doing, but what do you think is going to happen with this series? Because I have a feeling they're going to finally break through that second round.
Man, they need to.
I just think this is Embiid's year, and he finally seems to be where we need him to be, mindset and physically and all that.
Yeah, well, physically, he seems to be better. I don't know. We got to see what they do. The playoffs are different. You know, scoring all these points in the regular season, nobody plays defense anymore during the regular season. Nobody. It is a disgrace what the NBA has become. You know, teams, hey, when Golden State scores 157 points, that's disgraceful.
Well, it's hard to defend when you can shoot from, you know, half court.
Nah, stop. 157 points, it'd be hard to defend. You don't even try.
Right. That's what I mean, because these guys are shooting from all over the place.
No. We're on two different wavelengths there. We're on two different wavelengths. They don't even try. They don't even try. Nobody plays defense anymore.
I don't disagree with that, but I just think it makes it a lot harder when you have, you know, so much area to shoot from.
That's fine. That's fine, but they don't defend. Nobody should score 157 points in a game. Nobody. It's not an all-star game. It's not a pickup game. It's a real game. That's a disgrace. And teams are winning by 20-some points. Playoff game last night, team won by 20-some points. It's a joke. The play-in round's a joke. The NBA's a joke. It's a joke. You know, they don't play hard anymore. They don't play hard. Now, in the playoffs, they're going to have to start playing hard. All right, who's your worst or best caller?
Worst is Will of God, because he just doesn't really add anything. He just... I don't know, tries to rap or whatever. It's just,
all right.
You know,
that's good enough. All right, Paul. That's all right. We're good with that. Let's go to Ken. Ken, you're on WIP. Oh, David, I'm sorry. David, you're on WIP in Cherry Hill.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, it's sometimes it's tough to agree with you, but this morning I got to say you're right on point with the Sixers and going into the playoffs. If they don't sweep the Nets, they're done.
I don't know if they'll sweep them. It's hard to sweep a team.
It's about mentality. They need to, they're too soft. They really need to. You're right. Defense. The NBA doesn't play defense, and in the playoffs, it's a half court game, and it's defense. And I also agree about not serving alcohol after the seventh inning. That's so irresponsible to even think other teams are doing that. But Howard, I'm the guy that called 2 weeks ago when you and Jack were on in the evening. I was jogging around the track, and we made a bet, and I just want to make sure you remember. the autism challenge. You're putting up 500 when you lose, and I can throw in 250 now that I'm retired. Bijan goes to us at number 10, or don't be surprised if somebody else picks him before then.
Remember No. The bet was, well, and nobody will pick him before then, but the bet
was the bet. Top 10.
The bet was the Eagles will you said the Eagles would take Bijan at 10.
Okay, that's fine. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. That's fine. If I know you're older, so you forgot, but I said
no. I didn't forget. I don't care what other teams do. I know the Eagles will not take Bijan Robinson at 10.
That's fine. How do I just in case I lose? How do I pay for this? I don't have Twitter.
Okay. Do you have Facebook?
No, I don't do any social media. Do I write it?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You give the producer, and I'm going to have the producer put you on hold. Give him your email. Give him your email, and I will send you the link to my donation page.
Okay. Last time you said that, it was Thursday night 2 weeks ago, and you guys hung up on me. I'll wait on the line.
Okay. All right. Nick, make sure you put David on hold. And
don't forget Howard.
Get his phone. Get his phone number and his email. All right. Because you're going to lose, David. So that donation will go well. All right. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, King. Man, what happened to the sports talk in the show? I mean, all these ass clowns trying to be better than you on your own show. It's hard to believe, man. They're trying to bring it more than you. So. I agree with you with the Sixers. I've been always saying this for the last 2-3 postseasons. When you have to play defense in a half-court set, Sixers are not tall enough, they're not long enough, they're not quick enough. You have Harden and Maxey are your ball and ball defenders on the perimeter, not tall enough to get someone's girl to stop them from shooting three. The reason they had a problem with the Atlanta Hawks a couple years ago is because they had a ton of three-point shooters and they were athletic. And the Nets are the same thing. Sixers are not a great rebounding team. I'm not going to count on 38-year-old P.J. Tucker and Tobias Harris to all of a sudden step up and get more rebounds. I don't like the makeup of this team, too. Howard, just like you, I think, you know, in the regular season, Embiid gets to do whatever he wants because, again, people don't play defense and they don't want to get banged around by Embiid in the regular season. That's fine. But this is the playoffs now. And if the Sixers don't step up defensively in the half court, they're not going to beat the Nets.
I don't think they're a good half court team, actually.
They're not. No. How can you play half court when you put Tucker in one corner and Harris in the other corner? You're playing 3-on-5 every time down the court. There's no motion in their offense.
That's what they practice because the corner three-pointer is shorter than the other parts of the floor.
But you can't create your own shot in the corner because you're trapped. And I don't understand this in a half court.
Well,
defense.
They're open because people don't cover them.
And they can't hit it from there. So what's the point of keeping them there? And then you have Maxey running around with its head like a chicken's head cut off. Trying to get the ball.
Between Embiid and Harden dominating the ball, it's hard for Maxey. I don't know how you. I do know how you fix it. Harden doesn't fit. That's where Halliburton would have been great for this team. Harden doesn't fit.
Because he can't move. Harden cannot move.
I don't care about him moving. He dominates the ball. Just because he has double-digit assists, you throw it to an open three-point shooter and he makes it, and that's an assist.
Well, that's what I mean. He can't move off the ball. He has to have the ball. He is not a good person who doesn't have the ball in his head. He doesn't move. He just stands there. And you're very easy to defend.
I know. All right, so tell me, who is your worst or best caller?
Well, I'm not going to consider this caller a guest anymore because he's been a caller to your show for 20 years, and that's Mark Lawrence, who brings it every week at the same time. And he tells it like it is.
Yeah, but he's not a caller. He's not a caller.
Well, I'm going to tell you who deserves it then, because you don't remember. Linda from Mayfair has been calling you for, 20, 30 years on the nights and the weeks. She is the best baseball purist caller, and she doesn't try to be somebody who she's not. And I love your line, Howard. All these nobodies trying to be a somebody. And yep. Linda's not one of those people. She's great.
All right, cool. All right, Joe. I appreciate the call.
You got it.
215-592-9494. We'll get more. We'll get more caller on caller crime. Caller on caller crime. Host on caller crime. I might stay out of this and just let my producer Nick make the choice. But because I don't want to be host on caller crime.
So it's going to be producer on caller crime now.
Yeah, producer on caller crime is correct. Producer on caller crime. It's just, it's a beautiful thing. 215-592-9494. 9494. The Eagles will not take Bijan Robinson at 10. Stop. The time now is 9:22. Eggs are expensive, actually. I mean, everything's expensive nowadays. You know, I got a text. I'll just say somebody that has a history with the NBA. The question was, how can Josh Harris show up at a Sixers game without people booing him after he buys the Washington football team? You know, I don't know, I don't have an answer to that, because he has no passion. He really has no. He doesn't show up to many games anymore anyway, because he doesn't even live in lives in Florida. I don't know. I don't know how people. I'm really. I'd be interested to see how people. I'd be interested to see how people react. All right, let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP. David, let's go to David.
Hey, good morning. How, what's up, King?
What's happening?
I'm going. I'm talking for a specific game. I actually going to game five if there's one.
What's that?
I'm actually going to the specific game in game five. I'm actually going to the game.
You're going to the game?
Game five, yep.
Well, you hope there's a game five.
I think there should be a game five.
There should be.
I got a question. If the Sixers lose in game seven in the second round, would Doc be back?
Big question. I think, listen, if you get rid of the coach, then you got to get rid of the president, general manager, too. You got to get rid of both of them. If you're going to get rid of the coach, the guy that's supposed to be this genius, this rocket scientist, Daryl Morey, what has he done? Can somebody tell me what he's done?
Yeah, nothing.
No, okay. That's a good answer.
And Josh Howard, he's not a Philadelphia. You're a Philadelphia. You'll buy a rival team? I don't think so.
Nope.
Not my opinion. He's not. So.
Nope. All right. Who is your worst or best caller?
Worst caller is any Cowboy fans. Any Cowboy fan are the worst.
You know, that's actually an interesting answer. It doesn't identify anybody specifically, but you are correct. They are.
I don't care if they're from Philly or not from Philly. You're a Cowboy fan, you're worse by far.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning. What's up, man?
Good. Power all right over in your place so your computers can work?
Yeah, well, actually, you need the computer today to answer your question. It's kind of interesting. Before we get started, in my opinion, for what it's worth, as far as bringing the passion and pride to Sports Talk Radio, I think Eagles Shirley is a class by herself. She does it relentlessly for all sports, and I mean, that would be my vote. And last week, you had somebody say Trout's not a good baseball player. I won't mention his name, but we know who it is, right? That kind of qualifies him, too. But let's get to baseball.
That's Trout's a great baseball player because that team doesn't win. That's not his fault that team doesn't win.
Absolutely, positively, you're right. You open up the show by saying you don't understand why the Phillies aren't scoring runs. Now, here's the paradox of that, Howard. Very rare that the Phillies are leading baseball in batting average. And I know you are a batting average fan, right? You like high batting average. That's true. They're the number one team in batting average, and they were almost dead last in runs. So why is that, right?
I'm going to give you an answer to that, Chuck. They are horrible. I'm going to give you the answer. They are horrible. Chuck, you asked me the question. I'm going to give you the answer. They are horrible with hitting with men in scoring position. Horrible. Right. Even last night, again, another bad night with hitting with men in scoring position. They just don't do it. And
check that box. You're right. Absolutely right.
And Rob Thompson with this, he's got to stop. He's not going to Mickey Mouse around with the lineup anymore. When he drops Stott to eight, because it was a tough left-hander. And then 2 days later, a tough left-hander again, and he puts him back at number one. I mean, it's just stop with the lineup, trying to outsmart yourself with looking at all these numbers. You know, if you can hit, just let them hit. Well, and he's a contact guy. He'll work a pitcher. He's done a good job. Stott should stay at number one. I don't care if Sandy Koufax in his prime is out there.
You got it. Yeah. All right. So I want to ask you this question. It's an important one, and it's instinctive. So I'm interested in your knee-jerk reaction here. He knows, because obviously he embraces analytics, obviously, he knows that in the first 2 months, April and May, people say April and May, Schwarber's lifetime batting average is 193. For the first 2 months of the season, his OPS is pedestrian. He knows that. So is he being dictated to by the analytics group that he's got to keep him in the top three? Or do you think he would defend that as his best run production lineup? Your Honor, what's the answer to that?
I don't think the analytics people tell him what to do. Okay. I think they supply him with the information, and he uses too much of it. Schwarber should not be hitting at the top of the lineup right now. Should not. He drops Stott down with against a tough left-hander, and he keeps Schwarber up there. Schwarber should not be at the top of the lineup right now.
We have never agreed more, and I'll get out of here with three quick things. You miss Harper and Hoskins so much, and here are the three categories the Phillies lack. They're not hitting home runs. They're almost dead last with 13. They don't walk. Look at the top four teams in baseball right now. It's aligned with 1, 2, 3, and 4 in walks. How about that? And they lead the league in strikeouts. Those three things disrupt the balance of run production, and that's your answer. Wish we were end them not hitting with runners.
Well, here's the other thing. They think Harper's just going to walk in there and play first base. Let's see him make a 3-6-3 double play. I don't want him on first base.
You know,
if he's going to come in, then be the DH. But they got 100 DHs.
You're on a roll lately, even though last week you got the names wrong. It's Grimley Financial making the contribution, not my son Chad. But that's okay.
Chad's name appeared on the
I'm only kidding about that. Let's focus on the whole thing. But Schwarber at one point was 1-for-17 with runners in scoring position. Bases loaded the other day. He swings on the first pitch on a guy who's wild. Four or five walks per game.
Hey Chuck, I'm gonna tell you this. You brought up the donation. You're gonna miss out. I'm gonna put out there
that
somebody could have lunch with Larry Boa and Charlie Manuel.
Okay.
And you're not gonna be part of it.
But I want you to hear why. Be fair about this, because now we're talking something more serious. You're talking about philanthropy. So it's.
Yeah, and the donation would go to the Eagles Autism Challenge.
To be clear, because they both contribute to our podcast, okay, we have a relationship going with them. I've had lunch a couple times with Bo, but here's the more important point. I countered back with you. If you would come on our podcast, I would make an equal contribution to autism, and you did not respond. I didn't see that. I will send you the receipt. You know I wouldn't make it up, right?
I didn't see that.
I said, give that wonderful opportunity.
Well,
if you
make a sizable donation, I'll come on your podcast.
All right, it's a deal. We're done. So what else we got to do, man? Enjoy the weekend. Right?
All right, let me move on. All right, see you later. All right, let's go to who's up next here? Tate. Tate, you're on WIP. Tate. Are you there, brother? All right. He's shy. Okay. Put him back on hold. I'll tell you what. I'll take him after we take care of a short time out here. 215-592-9494. I want more. I see somebody wants to talk about Josh Harris. Josh Harris, whose nickname...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, you hope there's a game five.
I think there should be a game five.
There should be.
I got a question. If the Sixers lose in game seven in the second round with Doherty back?
Big question. I think, listen, if you get rid of the coach, then you got to get rid of the president, general manager, too. You got to get rid of both of them. If you're going to get rid of the coach, the guy that's supposed to be this genius, this rocket scientist, Daryl Morey, what has he done? Can somebody tell me what he's done?
Nothing.
No, okay. That's a good answer.
And Chuck Howard, he's not a Philadelphian. He's a Philadelphian. You will buy a rival team? I don't think so.
Nope.
Not in my opinion, he's not. Oh.
Nope. All right. Who is your worst or best caller?
Worst caller is any Cowboy fans. Any Cowboy fans are the worst.
You know, that's actually an interesting answer. It doesn't identify anybody specifically, but you are correct. They are.
I don't care if they're from Philly or not from Philly. You're a Cowboys fan, you're worse by far.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning. What's up, man?
Power all right over in your place so your computers can work?
Yeah, well, actually, you need the computer today to answer your question. It's kind of interesting. Before we get started, in my opinion, for what it's worth,
far as bringing the passion and pride to sports talk radio, I think Eagles Shirley is a class by herself. She does it relentlessly for all sports, and I mean, that would be my vote. And last week, you had somebody say Trout's not a good baseball player. I won't mention his name, but we know who it is, right? That kind of qualifies him, too. But let's get to baseball.
That's well, we really know Trout's a great baseball player because yeah, I mean, that team doesn't win. That's not his fault that that team doesn't win.
Absolutely, positively, you're right. You open up the show by saying you don't understand why the Phillies aren't scoring runs. Now, here's the paradox of that, Howard. Very rare that the Phillies are leading baseball in batting average. And I know you are a batting average fan, right? You like high batting average. That's true. They're the number one team in batting average, and they were almost dead last in runs. So why is that, right?
I'm going to give you an answer to that, Chuck. They are horrible. I'm going to give you the answer. They are horrible. Chuck, yeah. Chuck, you asked me the question. I'm going to give you the answer. They are horrible with hitting with men in scoring position. Horrible. Right. Even last night, again, another bad night with hitting with men in scoring position. They just don't do it. And
check that box. You're right. Absolutely right.
And Rob Thompson with this, he's got to stop. He's not going to Mickey Mouse around with the lineup anymore. When he drops Stott to eight because it was a tough left-hander, and then 2 days later, a tough left-hander again, and he puts him back at number one. I mean, it's just stop with the lineup, trying to outsmart yourself with looking at all these numbers. You know, if you can hit, just let them hit. Well, and he's a contact guy. He'll work a pitcher. He's done a good job. Stott should stay at number one. I don't care if Sandy Koufax in his prime is out there.
You got it. Yeah. All right. So I want to ask you this question. It's an important one, and it's instinctive. So I'm interested in your knee-jerk reaction here. He knows, because obviously he embraces analytics, obviously, he knows that in the first 2 months, April and May, people say April and May, Schwarber's lifetime batting average is 193. For the first 2 months of the season, his OPS is pedestrian. He knows that. So is he being dictated to by the analytics group that he's got to keep him in the top three? Or do you think he would defend that as his best run production lineup? Your Honor, what's the answer to that?
I don't think the analytics people tell him what to do. Okay. I think they supply him with the information, and he uses too much of it. Schwarber should not be hitting at the top of the lineup right now. Should not. He drops Stott down with against a tough left-hander, and he keeps Schwarber up there. Schwarber should not be at the top of the lineup right now.
We have never agreed more, and I'll get out of here with three quick things. You miss Harper and Hoskins so much. And here are the three categories the Phillies lack. They're not hitting home runs. They're almost dead last with 13. They don't walk. Look at the top four teams in baseball right now. It's aligned with 1, 2, 3, and 4 in walks. How about that? And they lead the league in strikeouts. Those three things disrupt the balance of run production, and that's your answer. Wish for and them not hitting with runners.
Well, here's the other thing. They think Harper's just going to walk in there and play first base. Let's see him make a 3-6-3 double play. I don't want him on first base.
You know,
if he's going to come in, then be the DH. But they got 100 DHs.
You're on a roll lately, even though last week you got the names wrong. It's Grimley Financial making the contribution, not my son Chad. But that's okay.
Chad's name appeared on the...
Kidding about that. Let's focus on the whole thing. But Schwarber at one point was 1-for-17 with runners in scoring position. Bases loaded the other day. He swings on the first pitch on a guy who's wild, four or five walks per game.
Hey, Chuck, I'm gonna tell you this. You brought up the donation. You're gonna miss out. I'm gonna put out there that somebody could have lunch with Larry Boa and Charlie Manuel.
Okay.
And you're not gonna be part of it.
But I want you to hear why. Be fair about this, because now we're talking something more serious. You're talking about, you know, philanthropy. So it's
yeah. And the donation would go to the Eagles Autism Challenge.
To be clear, because they both contribute to our podcast. Okay, we have a relationship going with them. I've had lunch a couple times with Bo. But here's some more important point. I countered back with you, if you would come on our podcast, I would make an equal contribution to autism, and you did not respond.
I didn't see that.
I will send you the receipt. You know I wouldn't make it up, right?
I didn't see that.
I said give that wonderful opportunity.
Well,
to
if you make a sizable donation, I'll come on your podcast.
All right, it's a deal. We're done. So what else we got to do, man? Enjoy the weekend. Right?
All right, let me move on. All right, see you later. All right, let's go to who's up next here? Tate. Tate, you're on WIP. Tate, are you there, brother? All right. He's shy. Okay. Put him back on hold. I'll tell you what. I'll take him after we take care of a short time out here. 215-592-9494. I want more. I see somebody wants to talk about Josh Harris. Josh Harris, whose nickname is the Carpetbagger. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll take your calls. And worst or best caller. Caller on caller crime this week on WIP, so I'm just feeding into it. 215-592-9494. The time now is 9:37, and Tasty Cake, so good. Believes it's what's on the inside that count. That is what counts. You know, a nice wardrobe is nice. You look nice. You dress nice for spring. That doesn't hurt. But your favorite Tasty Cake treats, and there's so many of them. I mean, we go to the staple of butterscotch crimpets. We go to the staple of peanut butter candy cakes. The pies. I love the Tasty Clair pie. But the peanut swirls are good. And more are now in new packaging. The treats you know and love have not changed a bit, but they're fresh new packaging. Yeah, that's right. It's a new look. Same tasty treats. So spring into the season and grab yourself a Tasty Cake. You can do it today because the only thing better than what's on the outside is what's on the inside. Tasty Cake. Don't ever accept any substitutes. 94 WIP as we roll into the last segment on this Saturday morning. Draft less than 2 weeks away. And all hell's going to break loose either way. With the pick that the Eagles make at 10. If it's not Bijan Robinson, 2 weeks of whining and complaining. It'll be amazing. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Shy. Shy, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Howard? How are you?
What's going on in Cherry Hill, Shy?
Not much at all, like usual, but nice area. Okay. Listen, this is a message for Josh Harris. I doubt you're listening because you don't support this team or care about
this. He's not even in the city.
Or the fans because he's a scumbag. Number one, you're a scumbag. Josh
now,
Harris.
You know, I'm not going to go scumbag. So it's just, you know.
Whatever you want to call him.
He's a carpetbagger. All he cares is he's got no passion for the city, no passion for the teams that he owns, regardless of who they are. It's just about mo money.
And that's my other point. That's what the Sixers are turning into. And I don't know if you've seen the picture of the stadium. It looks ridiculous. It doesn't even a basketball arena or a hockey arena. It looks like a piece of garbage. It looks like an alien spaceship.
Well, I don't know about that, but to drop that into that part of the city just doesn't work.
Exactly. You're destroying culture that's been there, like a previous caller just said, for years before we were here. And
My understanding is the biggest reason they want that spot is because they'll get over $100 million in tax credits by taking that property off the hands of the current owners.
And it's all about the money.
It's more money.
They don't care about the fans. They don't care about the traffic that they're about to cause. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It would be awful. I can't see it happening, but it would be awful.
And I don't think the Sixers are making it past the second round like I said last year. So that's my take.
So who's your worst caller? Who's your worst or best caller?
I don't really like to hate any callers. I mean, some obviously get it on my nerves, but my favorite caller, I'm going to have to say, is Rios.
Rios works for the station.
Not Rios, Rios. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Rhea. All right. Thanks for the call. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
Morning.
I have a couple questions about the Phillies, but before I get to that, I got to make a Sixers comment, if you don't mind.
Sure.
This franchise is an absolute train wreck. And it's been a train wreck for the last 10 to 15 years. And going back to Hinkie, the process, the draft picks.
Wait a minute. You didn't like the process? You didn't drink the Kool-Aid?
I did not. I never did.
Oh, Okafor,
Simmons, Fultz, you trade Mikal Bridges. But we can go on and on and on about the decisions that this franchise has made leading up to the present. They will not get to the Eastern Conference Championship. I don't care about this first series against the Nets. They should beat the Nets.
Yeah, they'll beat the
Nets. Are they going to beat the Celtics?
I don't think so.
No, they're not. They're not. They can't play defense. The Sixers' defense is not very good. And the Celtics play defense.
Yes, they do.
And there's no way they're going to beat the Celtics.
And you know what?
Everything comes out in the wash. We're going to see what Joel Embiid's all about in the next two in the next round. Again, this round, I don't think they're going to have many issues. But I want to transition to the Phillies.
Yep.
What are they going to do with the first base situation, in your opinion?
Well, when Derek Hall comes back, he's the first baseman.
Is he good enough?
I think the coaches think he is. A lot of the coaches think he is. And, yeah, they think he'll hit at least 20-something. Well, now he won't because he's going to be out 6 to 8, 6, 7 weeks. But, yeah, I mean, they miss Hoskins. All these people that didn't like Reese Hoskins, they really miss Hoskins. So that's a given. That's a given. But, you know, you just don't throw somebody out there at first base and think, oh, he can play first base. I think that's a bad idea. I really do think that's a bad idea.
Well, that's my other question about Harper.
If he's playing first base because he's not completely healed and he wants to play in the field. Now, he's supposed to see a doctor, I think, this week in Los Angeles, the doctor that did the surgery. If it's not completely healed, there's no way he should be out there. There's no
right.
way he should be out there.
What are you hearing?
Other than a DH.
When do you think he'll be back full time?
Well, full time as a DH. If he's, I think he could come back by June, by the beginning of June.
Wow, they might be out of it by then.
No, they're not out of it. Nobody's out. You thought they were out of it last year. There's not enough teams to put him out of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, right, who's they watching them hit with guys on second and third with less than two outs. It's pitiful.
Yeah, they don't hit with men in scoring position. All right, who's your worst or best caller?
The guy Andy. I hear him a lot on the morning show.
Andy
from
Deptford.
About all the shows.
Yeah, somebody already took Andy from Deptford.
That was the only one I had, Howard.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Let's go to Lou. Lou, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. First and foremost, I work in a school district and just want to thank you for all your work with the autism awareness, acceptance, and all the insight and funding you bring to raise awareness. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I got a link out there if anybody wants
appreciate
to donate.
That.
It's on my Twitter
Howard,
or Facebook.
I would imagine that.
Let me ask you something. You work for the Philadelphia School District?
No. I work for a school district in South Jersey.
Oh, okay. Because Philadelphia, I mean, Frankfurt High School is closed now for the rest of the year because of asbestos. The head coach for the Northeast high school football team where I went to school, they pulled out a lot of the stuff in his locker room. So now they got to get new. And the Philadelphia school system is not going to give them any money to replace the equipment. They have to replace lockers. I mean, it's sad what's happened to the Philadelphia school system.
I'm on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky then.
Howard, I would imagine that this has got to get approved if Harris does buy it. Is there any way either the majority group or the owners would say this is a conflict of interest because you're purchasing a team in a city that has a team in the same sport?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you an answer to that. At the league meetings, before the commissioner's news conference, and Roger Goodell is gracious enough, whenever I walk up to him and talk to him, he always talks to me. I said, do you have a problem with, and this was my question, do you have a problem with ownership of a team that owns another professional sports franchise? He says, in our, and this was his response, which is a corporate answer, so he didn't really answer it. In our bylaws, you are permitted to do that. So they're permitted to do that. Here's why it's going to get approved. There's two reasons. Number one, they want Daniel Snyder out so badly.
Oh, I know.
Okay. So, and then that Magic Johnson is now part, I don't know how much of a part, but Magic Johnson's name, Magic gets involved in everything. The fact that Magic Johnson's involved, it will get approved. I think the main reason is they want Daniel Snyder out really badly, and the fact that Magic Johnson's is in there. And they have... part of the ownership is somebody from a big businessman from the Washington area. So, it's going to get approved. I mean, it comes up in May, but it will get approved. He will be the majority owner of the new franchise in Washington. Washington Traders. Call him the Commanders is a stupid
name. What a disgrace.
Yeah, it's just, he's a carpetbagger. He has no passion for the teams he owns. It's just all about the money. No passion.
I got a caller for you.
Go ahead.
I think the worst on the station, Marissa from Tokyo. She's a station changer every time I hear her.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
You know, it's just, I go both ways on that. All right, Marissa, I'll put you in the mix. I can go both ways. Sometimes it doesn't bother me. Sometimes it's like, yeah, does she bring anything to the table? I get it, but I don't know if I would call her the worst, but I appreciate the call. All right. Thanks for the call, Lou. Let's go to Gordon, who's in Florida. Gordon, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How you doing, man?
Good.
Just real quick. The thing that really bugs me on the radio station, you know, it was bad with, you know, Eagle Shirley and Jason Bennett, 30-30 and all that crap, is the hammer. He takes up so much time, and it's just an ego trip. And, dude, it's got to go.
He's not a caller. He's a host.
I know he's a host, but he's got callers calling in.
Well, I think the nickname is foolish. I think it's so stupid to give yourself a nickname, and it's such a stupid nickname. But I've already expressed that to him on the air. But he's not a
hammerhead, man. I mean, like, come on.
Hammerhead is what he is. He's a hammerhead. All right, give me your worst caller, because we're running out of time here.
Well, my worst caller is Eagle Shirley. He's just a suck up, dude. I just can't stand it when she calls. I got to hang up.
Wow. Call her on Caller Crime. She's been the best, and she's been the worst. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Gordon, I appreciate the call. Thanks, man.
All right, brother. Later.
All right, have a great day. And I hope you're not in that part of Florida that's had all that flooding. It's just, it's awful down in Fort Lauderdale. It's just unbelievable what's happened down there. All right, Nick. This is producer on Caller Crime.
I guess so, right?
Who do you deem the winner of the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers? Lots of great food, lots of great locations, catering, tailgate, whatever you need. They've got it. If you want good food, great food, delicious stuff, it's at the Bruno Brothers. So who is your winner to win the $100 gift certificate, and who did they choose as the worst caller?
You know, for me, I had to go with Steve from Upper Darby. He disliked Chuck from Mount Airy. And Chuck was a couple callers later, and Chuck was a little fired up about it. So now we have a new caller-on-caller rivalry, I feel like. So Steve started a new rivalry with Chuck, saying he disliked him. Chuck responded back a couple calls later. I have to go with Steve. Steve's the winner.
So Steve wins the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers because he selected Chuck as the worst callers. And there's some bad ones. There really are some bad ones. And one of the last callers mentioned the Dirty 30. Does anybody even know what the Dirty 30 is anymore? I mean, it's just it's so long ago. But whatever the case. So, Steve, congratulations. You win the $100 gift certificate. Up next, Glenn Macnow, Mike Sielski, and they'll take you through the next 3 hours. Everybody have a great weekend. Hopefully the weather doesn't beat you up too much. Sixers this afternoon at 1, and here on WIP, the Phillies will play and against a better pitcher today. So they're going to have to, they're going to have to hit with men on base. They have to do that or they're never going to be successful. All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks to Nick Earnshaw for his help. And thanks to you, the callers, for participating in this fine radio program. Oh, the draft is coming up so close. Everybody have a great weekend. The time now is 9:56. And hurt, but your favorite tasty cake treats, and there's so many of them. I mean, we go to the staple of butterscotch crimpets, we go to the staple of peanut butter candy cakes, you know, the pies, I love the tasty Claire pie, but the peanut swirls are good, and more are now in new packaging. The treats you know and love have not changed a bit, but they're fresh new packaging. Yeah, that's right, it's a new look. Same tasty treats. So spring into the season and grab yourself a tasty cake. You can do it today because the only thing better than what's on the outside is what's on the inside. Tasty cake. Don't ever accept any substitutes. 94 WIP as we roll into the last segment on this Saturday morning. Draft less than 2 weeks away. And all hell's going to break loose. Either way. With the pick that the Eagles make at 10. If it's not Bijan Robinson, 2 weeks of whining and complaining. It'll be amazing. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Shy. Shy, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Howard? How are you?
What's going on in Cherry Hill, Shy?
Not much at all, like usual, but nice area. Okay. Listen, this is a message for Josh Harris. I doubt you're listening because you don't support this team or care about
this. He's not even in the city.
Or the fans because he's a scumbag. Number one, you're a scumbag. Gosh,
no, you know, I'm not going to go scumbag. So it's just, you know.
Whatever you want to call him.
He's a carpetbagger. All he cares, he's got no passion for the city, no passion for the teams that he owns, regardless of who they are. It's just about mo money.
And that's my other point. That's what the Sixers are turning into. And I don't know if you've seen the picture of the stadium. It looks ridiculous. It doesn't even a basketball arena or a hockey arena. It looks like a piece of garbage. It looks like an alien spaceship.
Well, I don't know about that, but to drop that into that part of the city just doesn't work.
Exactly. You're destroying culture that's been there, like a previous caller just said, for years before we were here. And
My understanding is the biggest reason they want that spot is because they'll get over $100 million in tax credits by taking that property off the hands of the current owners.
And it's all about the money.
They don't care about the money.
They don't care about the fans. They don't care about the traffic that they're about to cause. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It would be awful. I can't see it happening, but it would be awful.
And I don't think the Sixers are making it past the second round like I said last year. So that's my take.
So who's your worst caller? Who's your worst or best caller?
I don't really like to hate any callers. I mean, some obviously get it on my nerves, but my favorite caller, I'm going to have to say, is Rios.
Rios works for the station.
Not Rios,
Rios.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Rhea. All right. Thanks for the call. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning.
Morning.
I have a couple questions about the Phillies, but before I get to that, I got to make a Sixers comment, if you don't mind.
Sure.
This franchise is an absolute train wreck, and it's been a train wreck for the last 10 to 15 years. And going back to Hinkie, the process, the draft picks.
Wait a minute, you didn't like the process? You didn't drink the Kool-Aid?
I did not. I never did.
Oh, Okafor,
Simmons, Fultz, you trade Mikal Bridges, but we can go on and on and on about the decisions that this franchise has made. Leading up to the present, they will not get to the Eastern Conference Championship. I don't care about this first series against the Nets. They should beat the Nets.
Yeah, they'll beat the
Nets. Are they going to beat the Celtics?
I don't think so.
No, they're not. They're not. They can't play defense. The Sixers' defense is not very good, and the Celtics play defense.
Yes, they do.
And there's no way they're going to beat the Celtics. And you know what?
So.
Everything comes out in the wash. We're going to see what Joel Embiid's all about in the next two in the next round. Again, this round, I don't think they're going to have many issues. But I want to transition to the Phillies.
Yep.
What are they going to do with the first base situation, in your opinion?
Well, when Derek Hall comes back, he's the first baseman.
Is he good enough?
I think the coaches think he is. A lot of the coaches think he is. And, yeah, they think he'll hit at least 20-something. Well, now he won't because he's going to be out 6 to 8, 6, 7 weeks. But, yeah, I mean, they miss Hoskins. All these people that didn't like Reese Hoskins, they really miss Hoskins. So that's a given. That's a given. But, you know, you just don't throw somebody out there at first base and think, oh, he can play first base. I think that's a bad idea. I really do think that's a bad idea.
Well, that's my other question about Harper.
If he's playing first base because he's not completely healed and he wants to play in the field, now he's supposed to see a doctor, I think, this week in Los Angeles, the doctor that did the surgery. If it's not completely healed, there's no way he should be out there. There's no
right.
way he should be out there.
What are you hearing?
Other than a DH.
When do you think he'll be back full time?
Well, full time as a DH. If he's, I think he could come back by June, by the beginning of June.
Wow, they might be out of it by then.
No, they're not out of it. Nobody's out. They thought they were out of it last year. There's not
the
enough teams to put him out of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, right,
who's
they,
your?
They watching them hit with guys on second and third with less than two outs. It's pitiful.
Yeah, they don't hit with men in scoring position. All right, who's your worst or best caller?
The guy Andy. I hear him a lot on the morning show.
Andy
Are
from
you
Deptford.
About all the shows
yeah, somebody
show?
Already took. Somebody already took Andy from Deptford.
Yeah, he's. Yeah, I that was the only one I had out.
Okay. All right. Well,
thanks,
I appreciate
buddy.
The call. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Let's go to Lou. Lou, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. First and foremost, I work in a school district and just want to thank you for all your work with the autism awareness acceptance and all the insight and funding you bring to raise awareness. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I got a link out there if anybody wants
appreciate
to donate.
That.
It's on my Twitter
Howard,
or Facebook.
I would imagine that.
You
that
know, let me ask you something. You work for the Philadelphia sure. School District?
No. I work for a school district in South Jersey.
Oh, okay. Because Philadelphia, I mean, Frankfurt High School is closed now for the rest of the year because of asbestos. The head coach for the Northeast high school football team where I went to school, they pulled out a lot of the stuff in his locker room. So now they got to get new. And the Philadelphia school system is not going to give them any money to replace the equipment. They have to replace lockers. I mean, it's sad what's happened to the Philadelphia school system.
I'm on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky then.
Howard, is there? I would imagine that this has got to get approved if Harris does buy it. Is there any way either the majority group or the owners would say this is a conflict of interest because you're purchasing a team in a city that has a team in the same sport?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you an answer to that. At the league meetings, before the commissioner's news conference, and Roger Goodell is gracious enough, whenever I walk up to him and talk to him, he always talks to me. I said, do you have a problem with, and this was my question, do you have a problem with ownership of a team that owns another professional sports franchise? He says, and this was his response, which is a corporate answer, so he didn't really answer it. In our bylaws, you are permitted to do that. So they're permitted to do that. Here's why it's going to get approved. There's two reasons. Number one, they want Daniel Snyder out so badly.
Oh, I know.
Okay. So, and then that Magic Johnson is now part, I don't know how much of a part, but Magic Johnson's name, Magic gets involved in everything. The fact that Magic Johnson's involved, it will get approved. I think the main reason is they want Daniel Snyder out really badly. And the fact that Magic Johnson's is in there. And they have... Part of the ownership is somebody from a big businessman from the Washington area. So, it's going to get approved. I mean, it comes up in May, but it will get approved. He will be the majority owner of the new franchise in Washington. Traders. Call him the Commanders
what
is a stupid
disgrace.
Name. Yeah, it's just, he's a carpetbagger. He has no passion for the teams he owns. It's just all about the money. No passion.
I got a caller for you.
Go ahead.
I think the worst on the station, Marissa from Tokyo. She's a station changer every time I hear her.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
You know, it's just, I go both ways on that. All right, Marissa, I'll put you in the mix. I can go both ways. Sometimes it doesn't bother me. Sometimes it's like, yeah, does she bring anything to the table? I get it, but I don't know if I would call her the worst. But I appreciate the call. All right, thanks for the call, Lou. Let's go to Gordon, who's in Florida. Gordon, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing, man?
Good.
Just real quick, the thing that really bugs me on the radio station, you know, it was bad with, you know, Eagle Shirley and Jason Penn at 30 and all that crap, is the hammer. He takes up so much time, and it's just an ego trip. And, dude, it's got to go.
He's not a caller. He's a host.
I know he's a host, but he's got callers calling in.
Well, I think the nickname is foolish. I think it's so stupid to give yourself a nickname, and it's such a stupid nickname. But I've already expressed that to him on the air. But he's not a
hammerhead, man. I mean, like, come on,
hammerhead is what he is. He's a hammerhead. All right, give me your worst caller because we're running out of time here.
Well, my worst caller is Eagle Shirley. He's just a suck up, dude. I just can't stand it when she calls. I got to hang up.
Wow. Call her on, call her crime. She's been the best and she's been the worst. Wow. Yeah. Wow. All right, Gordon, I appreciate the call. Thanks, man.
All right, brother. Later.
All right, have a great day. And I hope you're not in that part of Florida that's had all that flooding. It's just, it's awful down in Fort Lauderdale. It's just unbelievable what's happened down there. All right, Nick, this is producer on Caller Crime.
I guess so, right?
Who do you deem the winner of the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers? Lots of great food, lots of great locations, catering, tailgate, whatever you need. They've got it. If you want good food, great food, delicious stuff, it's at the Bruno Brothers. So who is your winner to win the $100 gift certificate, and who did they choose as the worst caller?
You know, for me, I had to go with Steve from Upper Darby. He disliked Chuck from Mount Airy. And Chuck was a couple callers later, and Chuck was a little fired up about it. So now we have a new caller-on-caller rivalry, I feel like. So Steve started a new rivalry with Chuck, saying he disliked him. Chuck responded back a couple calls later. I have to go with Steve. Steve's the winner.
So Steve wins the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers because he selected Chuck as the worst callers. And there's some bad ones. There really are some bad ones. And one of the last callers mentioned the Dirty 30. Does anybody even know what the Dirty 30 is anymore? I mean, it's just it's so long ago. But whatever the case. So, Steve, congratulations. You win the $100 gift certificate. Up next, Glenn Macnow, Mike Sielski, and they'll take you through the next 3 hours. Everybody have a great weekend. Hopefully the weather doesn't beat you up too much. Sixers this afternoon at 1, and here on WIP, the Phillies will play against a better pitcher today. So they're going to have to hit with men on base. They have to do that, or they're never going to be successful. All right, everybody have a great weekend. Thanks to Nick Earnshaw for his help, and thanks to you, the callers, for participating in this fine radio program. Oh, the draft is coming up so close. Everybody have a great weekend. The time now is 9:56.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.